we're sitting around waiting for the for it to start, and I, you know, I'm not a very I'm not a sort of recognizable actor. I'm an actor who works, but I never get recognized. So all of a sudden, like, you know, the 10 minutes we're sitting there for it to start, I, you know, three or four people come up to me and recognize me. I mean, they know exactly who I am, and they are quoting lines from a television show I was on, and like, hey, you were Joshua on Friends. And I've always admired stars who are really gracious, you know. Right. So you always think, you know, that's what I want to be like. I want to be really friendly when I'm famous. So I wanted to be friendly and sweet and go out to the people. They don't have to come to me all the time.
So for like a little window of time, though, you were exactly the kind of celebrity that you wanted to always be. You were gracious and reserved.
Yeah, and warm, you know what I mean? I wasn't like one of these distant celebrities. You know, I was like, hey, I was genuine. Like, they all left thinking, that guy's a really great guy, you know? He's like so sweet, you know? I was exactly how I wanted to be. I was doing it. I was doing great. And then the kid with the camera came along. This nervous kid. I don't know, he must have been 16 years old. He's in a rented tuxedo, unbelievably like shy and awkward, and he's got like acne, and he's got a camera in his hand. And underneath the marquee is his date, who is literally like a prom dress, and she's got a corsage, and she's really, you know, nervous and sort of clutching her hands. And he sort of comes up to me and he sort of mumbles, something about a picture. And I'm like, I just feel for him. So I'm like, oh, absolutely. My gosh, sure. I have no problem. My God, you poor thing. And I go up to his girlfriend. I wrap my arms around her. And I'm like, hey, where are you from? Fantastic. Going to see the play. It's great. And the guy is sort of not taking the photograph very quickly. He's just sort of staring at me. And he's got his camera in his hands. And it's down by his, like, chin, you know. And she's very stiff and awkward. And I don't know what to do, so I just lean across and I kiss her on the cheek. And I'm like, all right, come on, take the picture, hurry up. And finally he sort of like snaps it. And I'm like, okay, it was really wonderful to meet you. And he just like stammered over to me and was like, could you take a picture of us?
Oh.
And the whole time, he just wanted me to take a picture of him and his girlfriend underneath the awning of the play. He didn't want a picture of me. He had no idea who I was. Oh, God. They were in shock. I don't think they'd ever come across a human being acting this way, you know? I mean, could you imagine you ask someone to take a picture and you just get in it yourself and kiss them and hey!